So I want to tell you a story about a little girl who went on an adventure with her dad. But it could just as easily have been a little boy or a mom. But what happened was, one night, one autumn night, late at night, the little girl had already been asleep for a while, and late at night, when the moon was shining brightly, the dad came into the little girl's room and woke her up. And she got dressed in the middle of the night. She put on her coat and her mittens and her hat, and they quietly left the house so they didn't wake up anybody else, and they quietly walked to the end of the street, and they quietly went into the forest. The reason they were so quiet, and the little girl knew to be so quiet, was because her older brothers, who'd all been on this adventure at least once in the past, had said, it's really important to be quiet because you don't want to scare away the owls. The whole point was to try to see an owl at nighttime, and she knew that if she made noise, she might scare the owl. And so quietly, quietly, they came to the edge of the woods, and they looked up. And the little girl looked at her father's face, and she saw that her father was studying the stars in the sky as if they were a map. And she noticed that the moon had turned his face a silver color. And she watched as he raised his hands to his mouth, and he made a noise as if he was an owl. So what do you think that sounded like? Ooh, ooh. And then they waited. They were silent, and they waited. And nothing happened. But the little girl didn't worry, because her brothers had told her, sometimes there's an owl, and sometimes there isn't. And they set off into the woods walking, the dad and the little girl. And they walked, and they walked, and they walked, and they walked. The little girl got really tired, but she didn't complain because she was so excited to be out on this owl adventure. And finally they came to a clearing in the woods, and she could see in the clearing the shadows of people and the shadows of trees being made by the moon. And again, her dad did that owl sound. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And they stood there. And they waited, listening and watching. They stood there for so long, she thought her feet were falling asleep. And they listened so hard, she thought her ears were starting to twitch. And they looked so hard, she thought her eyes were starting to water. And still they waited, and he called, ooh, ooh, ooh. And suddenly, there was a rustling and a swooping. A shadow flew by. And the girl realized it wasn't her father anymore. It was an owl. And she remembered what she'd been told to do. She got her flashlight and she turned it on and she aimed it up at the trees. And there he was with golden eyes and white feathers on his throat. And for a minute or 3 minutes or maybe it was 100 minutes, the girl and the owl looked at each other there in the woods on the starry night in the autumn. And then the owl stretched out his wings and lifted off the branch and flew away into the forest. And the dad said, it's time to go home. Well, the little girl had a big smile, and she skipped a little bit on the way back because she was so happy, and she reached for her dad's hand. But she had so many happy feelings inside, it just made her feel all warm and tingly. And to this day, she's a grown-up now, but whenever she thinks about that night or whenever she hears somebody talking about prayer or about hope, she remembers the twinkling stars and the shining moon of autumn, and she remembers that owl, and she thinks about those strong, sure, silent wings. And it says to us in the Bible that the sun and the moon and the stars and all of God's creatures can turn our thoughts to God and teach us about God's love and beauty and grace and mercy. And that certainly is true for the little girl, and I hope it becomes true for each of you as well. So let's join hands and we'll say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for owls and for tigers and for alligators and for wolves and for kittens and puppies and hamsters, for birds and fish, snake, even bugs. We thank you, God, for all your wondrous creatures, and we thank you for the sun, moon, and stars and the oceans and the mountains and the trees and the rivers. We thank you most of all for the great joy we have, the fun we have, the excitement we have in discovering your beautiful and precious world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.